are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Oh.
So since we're talking about, before we get the girls on the phone, baby names and, you know, our country special, you know this
already.
Yeah, we're
a bunch of special, special fucking people.
We're like one of the only countries that don't, that like it's a free for all. You can name your child
window,
butt munch, like none of that. There's nobody to say, no.
Maybe not.
Other countries have realized that people can't be trusted.
Yeah, well, because we're the slowest country.
Have shut the shit down. So I wanted to go over some names that I thought were interesting that are literally outlawed, like from around the world and banned.
A minute. Let's go.
Okay, so in France, a couple tried to name their daughter, their beautiful baby girl, Nutella. I love Nutella. It's a beautiful thing. But to name a child, first of all, nut. A little girl
get
nut.
Get that nut.
Yeah.
Imagine when she's 17 and she becomes a whore and you're like, get the nut.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. It's not a good look. And a French judge actually said that the name could only lead to mockery and like bad remarks and said no.
Let's clap it up for the French.
Clap it up for the French. I mean,
French fries, French kissing. They've got it. They've got it under control. These people, they know what they're doing.
How about New Zealand, where a couple wanted to name their child anal? There's actually New Zealand.
It says sabotage Sally written all over.
There's a list of banned names, which is cool. Like, so before you even say like, oh, she'd be so beautiful as baby anal. You can check this list and be like, shit, it's banned. It is illegal. I will go to jail. Which you belong in jail.
If I'm naming my child anal, that's where I belong.
Clap it up for New
Getting
Zealand.
Getting anal in New Zealand.
New Zealand knows its people. It knows.
America would allow it. California would be like, look at the little cute little baby anal. Yeah. Anal West.
Anal West.
Like.
Somebody had DM'd me because we were talking about baby names and like overanalyzing. And the name Lana backwards is
anal,
which I think might
anal
be
Del Rey.
A deal breaker for me. Let's see.
Also, you have to be careful with their first, middle, and last name because
the initials.
Shit. Yeah,
yeah. And hello, calcium at the end, like so easily could be cock. Like, all right, let's
Charlotte
see.
Olivia calcium.
Yeah,
cock,
baby cock, of course.
It's half a cocoa. Though.
How about this? this band name. This was in Mexico. I guess they had watched this classic film, RoboCop, and said, that'd be an amazing name for our son.
RoboCop?
Yeah. So even in freaking Mexico, they were like, nah, that's illegal. We're not letting you name your child RoboCop. Here's another one. Sweden. So Sweden is known for their notoriously strict naming laws.
Oh, I love Sweden then.
Yeah.
I also love Swedish fish, so I'm a huge fan.
And thank God, because these people tried to name their child BRFXXCCXXMNPCCCLLLMMNPRCMNKSSQBB111116, which is also the same name my cat once typed out on the computer.
Yes. It's interesting how that works out.
So, you know, in Sweden, they're just like,
I think any country would have to stop. I mean, it's but yet again, our country was like, sure, Elon Musk. No probs.
Right. Exactly. Today in Sweden, the law is first name shall not be approved. They can cause offense or supposed discomfort for the one using it. And I really think when you're naming your child, it should not be about you anymore.
No, it's
you
not.
You take
a
step outside and be like, is a child going to want to be called this? Like, am I going to be putting my child? Life is so hard already.
Let me tell you, kids in school have it tough. To go through school with the name like Birdie, rough.
Rough. Rough or Rex
or yeah or tea. Like or what do you call it like North
poor Northy
or Chicago.
I like how they tried to make North cute by calling her Northy.
Little Northy.
In China, they don't allow symbols or numbers to be in the baby's name. So
I approve.
Symbol at, somebody tried to name their baby the at sign,
like for an Instagram.
Correct.
Yeah. I fucking hate everybody. I hate everybody in this world.
Yeah. So the Chinese government thankfully disagreed.
Thank God for China right now.
Tragically, this is another name.
Tragically.
in Mexico, they shut down these parents from naming their child circumcision.
Goodbye. Just in case any girl wanted to know, hi, I'm circumcision. They're like, is it? Yes, it is. In case any we had any confusion here.
People are the worst. I mean, I know we don't have to argue about that.
Circumcision. I don't even know which the worst.
Kim would be like, her name is Circy.
Her name is Circumcision, but we're going to call her Circy.
It's cute because it's Circy.
It's like Northy, but a cut dick.
Hey, all you true crime fans. This is Mike Ferguson.
And this is Mike Morph.
And we'd like to invite you to listen to our podcast, Criminology.
Launched in 2017, we've covered a variety of strange cases from murders to missing persons. Some of the cases are ones you may not have heard of.
Other cases we cover are some of the most historic in true crime. There are 200 episodes of Criminology available to binge on right now. And new episodes come out every Saturday night.
Subscribe to Criminology today, wherever you listen to your podcast. We've all seen the headlines in the news of how someone lost their life in an act of cold-blooded murder. And while it's sad and grabs your attention, most people go on with their day without giving it another thought. But have you ever stopped to think about the life of the person at the center of the news story? They were more than just a headline or a statistic. They were someone's loved one or friend. I'm Mike Morford, and my podcast, The Murder of My Family, dives into some of those stories to help listeners get to know the person who was lost and how their death affected those closest to them. Listen to The Murder of My Family everywhere you listen to podcasts. There are well over 100 episodes to binge on now.
In New Zealand again, thankfully they stepped in and they stopped this couple from naming their child sex fruit. And like, these are the things too, like literally, like, you know, in New Zealand that you're going to name your child sex fruit, that someone's going to be like, not a good idea.
No, I feel like if you think you're going to name your kid that, they don't think anyone has a problem with it.
This makes me laugh. So in France, a couple was barred from giving their child the name Prince William. I mean, that can get confusing.
A bit confusing.
You know, imagine, like, this is my child, Prince William. He's like the biggest bum on earth. He's a teenager. He's like the worst kid ever.
This is his brother, Prince Albert. You want to guess why?
Like, that's the other thing. I've talked about this before. We talked about this in Batty Baby Shower. But, like, it is to live up to the name Prince William. It's just not right.
To live up to the name Prince is hard.
Right. Yeah. Agree. Royalty, all that shit.
Yeah, Chris Brown's daughter is royalty, and I'm like, yo, she better marry like into royalty, mm-hmm. because, or like, God forbid you go broke, then what?
In Sweden, you cannot name your baby IKEA, thankfully.
Thankfully, I've been there. That's where I went into labor. Jessica texted me the other day. She was walking through IKEA. I asked her what the fuck her problem was.
First of all,
why would you do that after you know my horror story about going into labor in the middle of IKEA and on the third floor when I had six more flights to go?
About being in there is you're lost. You can't get out.
You have to follow the arrows.
It's a maze.
There is no emergency exit.
Do you know what the arrows are like in the world of COVID? You don't know where to go.
Oh, no. No.
And I had to pee every 5 fucking seconds. And I'm like, get me out of here.
I don't even know why you would do that. Oh, so close. I literally had PTSD when you said that.
Yeah. No. It's highly not suggested.
No.
In the great state of, where is this? This is in Mexico. Mm-hmm. You cannot name your child anything from the Harry Potter series. So
why?
You can't name your child Hermione.
Wow, really? And meanwhile, I don't know what the origin of Veronica Lodge was, but wasn't her mom Hermione?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they were Spanish of some sort. I don't know if they were Mexican, but
so
they had like
Hispanic backgrounds. Has determined that modern pop culture connotations make the name unsuitable for kids.
That's a stretch.
Yeah, that's a stretch.
I think some of those names are.
But what about this cute name, New Zealand? Why you gotta ruin this? Twins named Fish and Chips. New Zealand banned a couple from giving their son of newborn twins this name. I mean,
I guess they didn't like Surf and Turf, their cousins that were born.
It's just funny that you and Corey are arguing about like such a sweet name. Like, imagine finding your soulmate who also agrees that fish and chips is a good idea.
Like, you know what we should name them? This was our first date food. We should name them fish and chips because they're cousins, Surf and Turf. They would go so cute together. It's like, it seems like a no-brainer.
So, all right. A woman from Wales wanted to name her daughter after the poison cyanide because she said it was responsible for killing Hitler. And that was a good thing. And thankfully, the British court said, we're going to jump in and say no.
We're going to give you a hard no.
You're not going to name your child cyanide.
So wait, what happens when you give birth is that you fill out the birth certificate in the hospital. So nobody stopped them. It all went through. She thought this was the name and the court came through with like a hard no.
So in other countries, you need to apply like before you are even in the hospital for the baby name. So they like shut it down.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, which is crazy.
They're really serious about that.
And honestly, nearly every country in the world has like some sort of baby making law.
Baby naming law.
But not ours.
Clearly.
And like the laws make sense. They're made to protect the child, right? From like being given an offensive and embarrassing name.
I totally agree with all these other countries. I just hate our country.
It's ridiculous.
When it comes to baby names.
You know, here are some other ones. Like people try to name their kid Facebook. You've heard that before. I mean, ridiculous.
There's so many like joke TikToks LOL. About.
In Australia, someone tried to name their child LOL.
There's like all these like videos that TikTok has put out. And it's like... 2012 and all the kids are in first grade, all the parents are going to be like, sanitizer, are you here?
Yeah.
Hand up, please. COVID, are you here? Yeah,
that's like, our country.
Yeah, that's how it's going to be.
Here are names that are banned in countries like Australia, Sweden, Mexico. You cannot name your child Superman, Terminator, James Bond.
My cousin is James Bond. I kid you not. We call him Jimmy, but his name is James Bond.
What
his
do you
last
mean?
Name is Bond, and they named him James.
This is your blood relative.
Yes, my mom's cousin. I'm so sorry. And we call him Jimmy, and my mom's like, Jimmy. Jimmy and I'm like, Bond. Jimmy who? And she's like, James Bond. And I'm like, yes, I'm not kidding. I kid you not. I'm not even being, you can ask Steph. I'm not kidding.
That's like, that's so bad.
It's weird to me that they thought, let's name him James Bond. Like, if you want to do, like, Matthew James Bond, okay.
No, none of it's okay.
Okay, but James Bond is his only option. It's so weird.
I truly, I'm done with the planet, I think, at this point. Yeah. And I'm sorry that you have a cousin named Jimmy Bond.
That's right. What are you going to do?
Jimmy Bond. That's what happens. People have these cool last names and they're just like, oh, how could I make this
cooler?
Mm-hmm. And it's like, there's no need. Bond is an awesome last name. Like
Anything goes with it.
You could have made it so cool on its own.
Yeah.
But you had to go there.
Yeah.
James Bond. See, and our country's like, clap it up for James Bond. We love it.
I mean, family ties.
Family ties. Let's see if we can get scrotum is banned in Mexico. How nice.
I mean,
thanks.
I agree.
Fat boys banned in New Zealand.
I agree with that too.
Fat boy.
Come here, fat boy.
I don't understand. Snake in Malaysia. Who would name their child snake? Sexual intercourse is a baby name that's banned. Hunchback is a baby name that's banned.
Quasimodo.
Who would name their child Hunchy? Like, I don't get it.
Come here, Hunchy.
Come here, Hunchy. It's another Kim name.
Yeah.
Oh, this is our baby Hunchback.
Sainty.
We call her Hunchy.
Hunchy, Sainty.
Hunchy and Cirky.
Cirky, Northy, Sainty.
Devil is banned in England. That's probably good. Devil Calcione. I'll probably just call her that on the side.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I call Jaden El Diabla.
Wait, Dickhead is banned in Australia.
Way to come through on that one, Australia. No to the Dickhead. Got it.
Why would anybody name their... their child Dickhead.
It's almost worse with the accent.
Oh my. Dickhead.
Dickhead.
And this is my baby Dickhead.
Is that an Australian accent?
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh man. I hate everybody.
Crikey, Dickhead.
Get Dickhead a bottle. Dickhead won't stop crying.
Dickhead.
All right, not for nothing, but I have a baby name suggestion.
What?
Fresh.
Ooh.
Hello Fresh.
Yo, do you think that's outlawed anywhere yet?
Not in America. Hurry to it before they do it. America.
I can't.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.